This is Ike Pappas at the Peppermint Lounge, the West Side's answer to El Morocco. The scene here could best be described as a swinging, sweltering cross between the swank April in Paris ball and the weekly sock hop at the local high school. Picture a worn-out sneaker in Tiffany's window, and you've got it. They're standing four deep at the long, dark bar leading into this small, clogged room. On stage before me is Joey D and his Starlighters, actually a drummer, an organist, and three singers who clap very, very hard. On the dance floor, mates, jeans, tearing eyes, screaming society matrons, tight skirts, a Givenchy and a Gimbals, pearls and bubblegum. And everyone standing in place doing the nuclear age shimmy. It's called the twist, and tonight we hope we're going to straighten it out.
News close-up for Sunday, November 5th. Straightening out the twist. Good evening. This is Reed Collins. Havelock Ellis, a gentleman who should know about such things, observes that it has taken God or nature unknown millions of years of painful struggle to evolve man and to raise the human species above the lower animals. He also tells us that the art of dancing stands at the source of all the arts that express themselves first in the human person, that dancing is the loftiest, the most moving, the most beautiful of the arts, because it is life itself. I ask you, please, to keep both Mr. Ellis's observations firmly in mind as tonight we examine the current social phenomenon known as the twist.